USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. Internet service has been cut off to the country, but what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while the nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us.
USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not COVID-19 that will be keeping students away from Oxford High School in Michigan.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
California is extending its indoor mask mandate for at least one more month through February 15th. The state had brought back the mandate last month amid a surge in new COVID-19 infections, fueled by the more contagious, less deadly Omicron variant. Dr. Megan Mesher-Cox on ABC 7 News.
Looks like the flu vaccines, people haven't been taking them as much this year, which is leading us into this twindemic.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two more aides from Vice President Kamala Harris's office have resigned, bringing the total to 6 staffers that have walked away. Jeremy Hunt, a West Point grad and former Army veteran, gives his opinion to Fox News.
With our leaders, we should want character and competence. And the problem is that Vice President Harris is failing on both. On the competence side, you can look at her approval ratings and see, I mean, she's like not out of the 20s. I mean, it's gotten just so abysmal because she failed on the border. She's failed, even as a former prosecutor, she's failed on issues of crime around the country. She's failed on, I mean, COVID policy. You can look at everything there. But then even on the character side, these reports coming out of her staff should be taken seriously. Her staff is saying that she has had a toxic work environment. That's the kind of words that they're saying. And by the way, these are very far left liberal staffers. I mean, this is not like some kind of partisan attack. These are people who have worked for her over the years. You can go back 10 years and staffers are saying the same thing. I mean, so this is something that's definitely cause for alarm. And in fact, in the Army, we used to have something called the Command Climate Survey. And commanders would be assessed based on the type of environment that they provided for their soldiers. And, you know, soldiers would basically, it would be a moment to say, you know, what kind of environment is this? Is this a toxic work environment? What's going on? Now, to be fair, you know, commanders can be tough sometimes. But here's the thing. If it came over the years that everyone is saying the same thing, that commanders are not treating their soldiers with respect, you know, you can be tough, but you treat them with respect, then commanders would actually get in a lot of trouble about this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.